Recorded Books and RB Digital present Fall from Grace by Danielle Steele. Narrated by Luis Moreno. The author begins with the following note. Dear readers, this was a very interesting book to write and touched on some subjects that happen in life. Evil stepmothers have gotten a bad rap all the way back to Snow White and before. But what about evil stepchildren? Several times recently, I've heard horror stories of kind stepmothers who've been good wives and good to their husbands' children, only to have the adult stepchildren turn on them and strip their stepmothers of everything when their father dies. Suddenly, a woman who may have lived protected and well can find herself with nothing, not having worked in many years, with no income of her own, barely able to survive. It's truly a fall from grace and a rude awakening, and requires enormous courage, strength, energy, and resourcefulness to rebuild a life and reinvent yourself. To lose your role and status as wife and all your security when you lose a beloved spouse is an unimaginable blow. Another theme that has intrigued me is how, innocently, sometimes people can find themselves on the wrong side of the law by the actions of a business partner, a boss, or their own misguided actions, unaware of the risks at hand. What happens when you're stripped of everything and suddenly your flawless reputation vanishes too? What happens to an innocent or naive person who's charged with a crime or goes to prison? It can happen. In circumstances like these, the rebuilding of a life is no small challenge when everything you counted on is gone, when the person you loved and trusted is no longer there, when evil people use you, circumstances go against you, when life closes in on you and you find yourself in an unfamiliar world with no protection. Step by step, day by day, you have to start from scratch. Create a new life and a new world, and go on with courage and integrity. When everything goes wrong, when you fall from grace after a golden life and years of safety, which vanish in the blink of an eye, then what? That's when you discover who you are and what matters most, and a strength you never knew you had. I hope you enjoy the story as much as I did writing it. Love, Danielle Steele. To my wonderful children, Beattie, Trevor, Todd, Nick, Samantha, Victoria, Vanessa, Max, and Zara. May your falls be as gentle as possible, and may you rise quickly, having learned precious lessons. It is never finished, no matter how things appear. And may you be blessed always with wondrous new beginnings. I love you with all my heart. Always, Mom DS. A quote by Louis L'Amour. There will come a time when you believe everything is finished. That will be the beginning. And now, Fall from Grace. Chapter 1. Staring out at the summer rain, Sydney Wells felt as though she were swimming underwater. For the past 8 days, she'd been in shock. Her husband of 16 years, Andrew, had gone off to do an errand on his favorite motorcycle on a back road with little traffic near their Connecticut home. He had a passion for fast cars and vintage motorcycles and had been riding one of his best ones, a Ducati. He'd promised to be back in minutes, but 4 hours later, he still wasn't home. She imagined he had met up with a friend or thought of other errands once he was out and enjoying the ride on the warm summer day. He hadn't answered his cell phone when she called him. The highway patrol said later that he'd hit a wet spot on the road and some gravel.